A discreet inquiry in the night, a discreet inquiry in the night. Vedric Valen leaned back in his chair, steepling his fingers as he studied the night visitor. Kale, a hood upturned to reveal piercing green eyes that seemed to hold all the secrets of the world. A figure from the shadows, a whisperer of truths, and a corrector of balances. Vedric Valen, of House Valen, Kale said, his voice like the soft hush of wind through dry leaves. I've come with a matter of discretion. For your ears alone. Vedric nodded, acknowledging the implicit rebuke to his earlier attempts at inquiring about the meeting's purpose over an open line. His eyes narrowed. He knew better than to push Kale on specifics. In this game, one misstep could mean losing all leverage. Speak, Vedric said, voice firm but controlled. Kale took a seat across from him, the chair creaking softly as it settled into the silent darkness of the study. His eyes roved over the room, lingering on the Nightforge pendant around Vedric's neck before returning to his face. Balance is precarious, Kale said, his voice still low and soothing. The weight shifts with each decision, like grains of sand in an hourglass. Some seek to tip it one way, while others maintain the status quo. Vedric leaned forward, a spark of curiosity flickering within him. This was not about personal preference or petty politics. Kale spoke of something larger. The Black Rose Order, Vedric said, his voice firm but measured. They're trying to disrupt it, push the balance further out of alignment. Kale's eyes flicked towards the window, a rare sign of emotion in one so skilled at masking his own reactions. Investigation has revealed a potential vulnerability within their ranks, he continued. A curator named Aethera, she was tasked with a covert inquiry into an Ashen Road outpost. Her observations suggest the outpost has indeed been compromised. Vedric's grip on the armrests tightened, even as his mind worked to untangle the threads. This was no simple matter of loyalty or betrayal. It touched the very foundations of their world. A shiver ran down his spine as a faint whisper began to echo in his mind, a whispered promise made by a younger Vedric Valen, one he'd thought long buried, balance above all else. Kale's presence had rekindled those embers within him. He rose from his seat, the sound of creaking leather and the soft rustle of fabric a stark contrast to Kale's silence. I need more information, Vedric said, his decision made. A flicker of surprise danced in Kale's eyes before he nodded once, understanding. You'll find it within the Ashen Roads, where shadows writhe like living darkness. Be cautious, Aethera's path will be treacherous. With that, Kale stood and turned to leave. Remember, Vedric Valen, some secrets are meant for silence, not justice. His words lingered long after the night visitor had vanished into the darkness of the city, leaving Vedric alone with his thoughts and a decision born of necessity rather than righteous conviction. In the silence that followed, he steepled his fingers once more. This path would lead him down a road of consequence, one where every step might change the course of balance in their world. Vedric's thoughts turned inward, weighing the cost of his decision as he walked towards the window. The night air was heavy with the scent of damp earth and overripe fruit, a stark contrast to the polished marble beneath his feet. He leaned against the windowsill, letting the chill seep into his bones, and watched the stars twinkling above. A lifetime ago, he had sworn to protect balance. It seemed that promise still held him bound. The soft chime of the night's silence was broken by the sound of approaching footsteps. His steward, Ilara, appeared in the doorway, a faint crease etched between her brows. Vedric, I brought your wine as requested. Her voice was measured, but Vedric detected a hint of wariness behind it. He nodded curtly, aware that his preoccupation was as transparent to those around him as a fresco on wet stone. She poured the wine into a waiting goblet, her movements economical and practiced. The night assembly will convene within the fortnight, she announced, handing Vedric the glass without meeting his gaze. The assembly's deliberations were usually conducted in strictest confidence. Vedric sensed that this was more than a simple reminder of the upcoming gathering. "Kale has left us little choice," he said, his words as much an observation as a justification for his actions. Ilara raised her eyes to meet his, her expression neutral. "This inquiry might expose us all." The whispered promise of balance swirled in the back of Vedric's mind once more, but he pushed it down, focusing on the practicalities. The wine was rich and full-bodied, its flavor a fleeting respite from the weight bearing down upon him. He finished the glass, feeling the cool liquid slide down his throat before setting the goblet aside. The silence between them remained unbroken until Ilara spoke again. "What do you wish me to prepare for your journey, Vedric?" The question was phrased innocently enough, but Vedric detected a thread of curiosity beneath her words. He chose not to answer it directly, instead replying with a curt instruction, "See to my pack and the gear in the east wing. I'll need supplies, maps, and all the usual precautions." Ilara nodded, a hint of understanding flickering in her eyes before she turned to leave. As she exited, Vedric's gaze lingered on the spot where Kale had sat. The air still held the scent of worn leather and wood polish from the chair, a fleeting reminder of the night visitor. Vedric pushed away from the window, the silence outside a stark contrast to the turmoil brewing within him. He began to pace, the creaking of his boots on the marble floor echoing through the study as he weighed the decision that lay before him. The Black Rose Order's reach was vast and their influence far-reaching. An investigation into their ranks would be fraught with peril. Ithera's words echoed in his mind, her descriptions of the Ashen Road outpost and the whispered rumors of a mole within their own order. He recalled the faint whisper of balance that had long ago driven him to protect the equilibrium of their world. It was a delicate dance, one he had kept hidden behind a mask of loyalty and duty. He stopped pacing as Ilara returned with a pack slung over her shoulder, its contents rummaged through without much care for the order in which she packed them. Vedric raised an eyebrow. It seemed that his steward's wariness was more than just about the night assembly. "I've brought your gear and some extra supplies," she said, placing the pack at his feet. Vedric knelt beside the pack, his fingers running over the items within, a hunting knife with an intricately woven silver guard, worn leather pouches filled with rations, a few lengths of rope, and a small pouch containing a set of common lockpicks. He glanced up to find Ilara watching him, her expression unreadable. "I added some extra gear," she said softly, "in case things go sideways." His hand closed around the pack's contents as he stood, feeling the weight settle into his shoulders. The items were a tangible reminder of the risks involved in this path he'd chosen. "I appreciate it, Ilara," he said finally, his voice sincere. She nodded, her eyes flicking to the window, where the stars still twinkled like diamonds scattered across the velvet expanse. With a quiet sense of determination, Vedric took up the pack and slung it over his shoulder. The night was dark, but his destination lay in that very shadow. He navigated the city's narrow streets, his footsteps light on the cobblestones as he made his way to the Ashen Road. The night air clung to him like a damp shroud, heavy with secrets and unspoken warnings. He passed by the shadowed alleys where Kale had vanished into, the faint scent of smoke and decay lingering in the darkness. The city's boundaries blurred together as he walked, its inhabitants lost in the anonymity of the night. Vedric recognized faces in the crowd, some familiar, others not so much. The people of this city lived with a permanent veil between their true selves and the world at large. It was an art they had mastered over the centuries. He nodded to a hooded figure lingering near a lantern post, its flickering light casting eerie shadows on the surrounding buildings. As he turned onto Ashen Road, the air thickened with an almost palpable tension. The outpost's silhouette loomed ahead, its walls a stark reminder of the fragile balance between security and vigilance. Vedric spotted a pair of guards pacing the perimeter, their torches casting long shadows across the ground. He quickened his pace, his pack shifting against his shoulder, as he made for the entrance. The door creaked open at his touch, revealing a dimly lit hallway with narrow corridors branching off in multiple directions. Vedric stepped inside, his footsteps echoing off the cold stone walls. A faint hum of conversation drifted from deeper within the outpost, the murmur of hushed words and muffled laughter barely audible over the sound of his own breathing. He navigated the corridors with a practiced ease, avoiding the areas where guards were most likely to be stationed. His destination was not among the common quarters, but rather the administrative wing, where Curator Ethera would have access to sensitive information. As he turned a corner, Vedric spotted a figure huddled in the shadows, their back against the wall. A soft voice whispered from the figure's direction, "You're not supposed to be here, Vedric Valen." The sound sent a jolt through his system. Vedric recognized the timbre of Ethera's voice. He slowed his pace, his grip on the pack tightening as he approached her cautiously. "I could say the same," he replied, his words barely above a whisper, "though I think you knew I'd come." Ethera's slender frame unfolded from its huddled position, her eyes locking onto his with a piercing intensity that sent a shiver down Vedric's spine. "I did," she admitted, her voice low and measured, "though I didn't think you'd be so direct." A flicker of curiosity danced across her face before she stepped into the corridor, her footsteps light against the cold stone. Vedric matched his pace to hers, his eyes scanning the passageway behind for any signs of surveillance. The outpost's corridors were designed with security in mind, but he knew its layout intimately, and Ethera's presence suggested they might be alone for now. "What do you know about Kael's departure?" he asked, his voice firm but not confrontational. Ethera's gaze never wavered as she halted before a door marked with a small silver pin bearing the emblem of the Knight Assembly. She raised a hand to the latch and stepped back, allowing Vedric to pass through the doorway first. The room beyond was cramped and dimly lit, its walls lined with shelves containing scrolls and ledgers that seemed to hold more than just administrative records. A single candle cast a faint, golden glow on a small table where a single piece of parchment lay unfolded. "The Order's scouts have confirmed his involvement with the Red Vipers," she said, her eyes never leaving Vedric's face as he entered the room. "Their leader, Ira Shadowglow, has been making overtures to the Assembly." Ethera's words hung in the air like a challenge, and for a moment, Vedric felt the weight of his decision settle heavier on him. "The Assembly must believe Kael is working against our interests," he said finally, his mind racing with implications. "What do you know about Ira Shadowglow?" Ethera's expression turned grave as she stepped forward, her eyes clouding over like a winter sky. "I've seen reports of a traitor within the Order, someone feeding intelligence to the Vipers." "We're still investigating." Ethera's words dropped like a stone into still water, rippling outward to create waves of unease that Vedric struggled to navigate. "A traitor within our own ranks," he repeated, his mind spinning with the implications. He recalled Kael's whispered warnings about being watched, and Alara's unspoken concerns. The Order's secrets were like a tapestry, intricate and easily unraveled. He approached the table where Ethera had left the parchment, his fingers brushing against the edges of the paper as he scanned its contents. It was a rough sketch of the Knight Assembly's inner workings, names scrawled in hasty script alongside symbols that seemed to indicate allegiances or rivalries. Vedric's gaze landed on a face he recognized, Kael, marked with an R for Red Vipers, while Ethera's own name had no label attached. He felt the familiar weight of responsibility settling onto his shoulders. This was not just about Kael's betrayal, but about the balance that had kept their world secure. Ethera's words cut into his thoughts, her voice a gentle counterpoint to the turmoil brewing within him. "I've arranged for a meeting with Iris Shadowglow, Vedric. You'll be facilitating." Her eyes met his, a spark of determination igniting between them like a flame kindled in dark times. Vedric's heart rate quickened at the prospect. Going undercover as one of the Vipers would mean infiltrating their ranks and potentially playing both sides against each other. He nodded curtly, accepting the challenge, though it felt like walking into a storm. "One?" he asked, his gaze drifting back to the parchment, his mind racing with the implications. Ethera's fingers brushed against the sleeve of his tunic as she replied, her voice barely above a whisper. "Tonight, in the old windmill on Ashen Road." the old windmill on Ashen Road loomed before him, its creaking blades shrouded in darkness as Vedric made his way through the deserted alleys. The air reeked of damp earth and decaying leaves, a morbid scent that clung to his skin like a miasma. He donned the hood of his cloak, drawing it over his face to conceal his features from any potential witnesses. A figure emerged from the windmill's entrance, their movements fluid as a cat stalking prey. Vedric Valen, Iris Shadowglow said, her voice husky and familiar, yet tinged with an undercurrent of wariness. I've heard you're quite skilled at gathering information. She beckoned him forward, into the windmill's musty interior, where a lantern cast eerie shadows on the walls. The Red Viper's leader led him to a cramped room within the windmill's upper floor, its windows shrouded by tattered shutters. A small fire crackled in the hearth, casting a faint glow over the group of figures seated around it. Vedric recognized faces from his research, Aaron the Knife, Lyra Moonwhisper, and others he'd only seen in whispers or half-remembered rumors. They watched him with varying degrees of curiosity and hostility, their gazes piercing through the gloom. Ira took a seat at the center of the room, her eyes glinting like obsidian in the firelight. I've heard you have information on Kael's whereabouts, she said, her words dripping with honeyed intent. Vedric measured his tone carefully, choosing each word as he might select a tool from a toolbox. I do, he replied, pulling out the small vial of ink from his pack and dipping his quill in its contents. Though I'd rather not reveal it here, in front of everyone. The Viper's eyes seemed to narrow in unison, their gazes intensifying as Vedric leaned back against a nearby pillar, his quill poised over the parchment spread out on a low stool beside him. Tell me, Ira, he said, his voice neutral, what exactly is it that you hope I can bring to your discussion? The leader's smile hinted at a trap, but Vedric had no intention of springing into it without being prepared. Ira leaned forward, her eyes flashing with interest as she rested her elbows on her knees. Kael's been playing both sides, playing us, she said, the words dripping with venom. We have reason to believe he's holding something substantial. Vedric's gaze drifted around the room, searching for any sign of deception, but every face seemed a mask, reflecting back only their own motivations. He dipped his quill in the ink, careful not to reveal too much about Kael's plans or his own knowledge. Lyra Moonwhisper leaned forward, her hands clasped together as if in anticipation. You'll have your turn, she said, her voice slow and soothing. Vedric felt a shiver run down his spine at her words, the gentle inflection betraying an undertone of menace. He shifted his weight, his eyes locked on Ira's face as he began to draw a series of small symbols in the margins of the parchment, each one a carefully crafted cipher that would convey a message only to those who understood its code. Ira's gaze flicked between Vedric and the symbols as she leaned back in her chair. You're a man of words, Vedric Valen, she said, her tone laced with calculation. I think you'll find we're not so different, your assembly and us. We both want the same thing, balance. A shiver ran down his spine at her words. He sensed the web of intrigue was far more complex than he'd initially thought. Vedric's mind worked quickly to navigate the dance of power and deception unfolding around him, his thoughts racing with questions about Ira's true intentions and the identity of the traitor within their ranks. He chose his next words carefully, weighing the risk of revealing too much against the need for a carefully crafted response. Balance, he said finally, his tone neutral, is a many-headed beast, Ira Shadowglow. As Vedric spoke, he allowed his gaze to wander around the room, searching for any glimmer of unease or tension that might betray one of Ira's cohorts as a mole. But all he saw were masks, each one worn with varying degrees of skill. He focused on Lyra next, her eyes glinting like polished silver in the firelight as she leaned forward, her face inches from his. Balance, she whispered, her breath caressing his cheek, sending a shiver down Vedric's spine. It is what we all seek. Her words dripped with an unsettling intimacy, and for a moment, Vedric was certain Lyra Moonwhisper would be the one to crack under his scrutiny, that her gaze would falter, revealing her true allegiance. but her eyes remained locked on his, unwavering as she spoke of balance as if it were a sacred truth. Ira's eyes flicked between Lyra and Vedric, her expression unreadable. "Tell me, Vedric," she said, her voice dripping with patience, "how do you see the assembly contributing to this balance?" Vedric hesitated, weighing his next words carefully. He couldn't afford to commit too deeply, not yet. Not without a clear understanding of what Ira's endgame was. The silence grew thicker than the smoke curling from the hearth as he deliberated, the creaking of the windmill's wooden beams above them the only sound. The flickering flames cast eerie shadows on the walls, making it seem as if the very darkness itself was closing in around them. Vedric's thoughts were a jumble of conflicting loyalties and motivations. He recalled Kael's warnings about being watched and Alara's unspoken fears. Had Ira truly believed Kael was working with her, or was this some elaborate ruse to draw him into the Red Viper's web? The balance of power within the assembly shifted precariously on the fulcrum of Vedric's own actions. As he pondered, his eyes drifted back to the parchment where he'd drawn his carefully crafted cipher. Ira's gaze followed, her eyes narrowing as she leaned forward once more. "I think you're trying to tell us something, Vedric," she said, her voice tinged with curiosity rather than hostility. Vedric's grip on his quill tightened as he raised it again, the tip hovering above the parchment. He'd already set the wheels in motion, now all he could do was follow through with precision and hope that his plan would not unravel.